On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
Nigel Farage's Brexit party suffered a blow with the resignation of three MEPs a week before the general election. They've announced they'll now be supporting the Conservatives. Lance Foreman says the Brexit party's strategy makes no sense.
It jeopardises the chance to become an independent country at the very moment victory is in sight. If Boris Johnson's deal is good enough to stand down 317 candidates and not fight the Tories in their existing seats, why on earth are we competing with them elsewhere?
A fourth MEP's also defected. John Longworth was kicked out of the Brexit party after being accused of undermining their campaign.
KMFM News.
A man in his 30s has died and two women have been taken to hospital after two cars collided near Tunbridge Wells. Police, firefighters and paramedics were called to Cranbrook Road in Gills Green just after 8 last night. Crash investigators want to hear from witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. A children's charity is warning some sex offenders could go undetected if Facebook goes ahead with its encryption plans. The NSPCC says nearly half of online child sex crimes reported to police happen on the social media firm's apps, but that would change if new software is brought in. KMFM has been told people living in the most polluted parts of Kent have an increased risk of death, equivalent to smoking 140 cigarettes a year. The British Heart Foundation's analysed data from across the southeast and found Dartford, Medway and Gravesham are some of the worst places. Their research shows poor air quality can cause things like cardiac arrest and strokes. Jacob West is from the organisation.
Well, we don't think it's an issue that's been taken seriously enough, and maybe it's because it's less visible. That's why we're drawing attention to it. That's why we're making the comparison with cigarettes, striking though that may seem, because we do think it's the government's responsibility to take action on this, to put in place these tougher limits and to make the changes that mean that people can breathe cleaner air over time. I think if we, you know, a couple of decades from now, I think we'll look back with shame if we don't take action.
Every year, around 1,400 people die from heart disease and strokes directly linked to air pollution in the southeast.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who claimed to have partied with a Saudi prince in Canterbury has been jailed for more than 3 years for stealing his £90,000 sports car after he died. Oscar Gunn took the Mercedes and tried to say Prince Badr Al Saud had promised to give it to him to repay a debt. The 40-year-old from Eastgate Street in Gloucester pleaded guilty to committing fraud by false representation. Workers in France are staging one of the biggest strikes in decades, with a warning it could cause travel chaos for people heading there from Kent. Eurostar are running a reduced timetable on their trains for the next 5 days, and some flights have been cancelled. The industrial action could also affect ferries at Dover. The French are angry at being forced to retire later or face reduced pensions. Sky's Adam Parsons is in Paris. He says dozens of industries are getting involved.
It isn't just transporters, it's also school teachers. The majority of school teachers are on strike today, lawyers, even some journalists, and would you believe here in Paris, opera singers.
Two men have appeared in court after cars including Audis, a BMW and a Mazda were stolen in Maidstone and Aylesford. Police received reports of 5 break-ins in the last few weeks. The 26 and 27-year-olds were arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit burglary. They've been bailed to appear at Crown Court in January. With Christmas and New Year round the corner, we're being urged to make sure we have a safe route home away from water if we've been drinking. A campaign's been launched as figures show 17 people drowned in Kent after taking drugs or alcohol in the last 5 years, which is the second highest number in the whole of the UK. Emergency services will be out in Margate and Ramsgate talking to bar staff and taxi drivers about keeping people safe. Hannah Wiggins-Bettles from the Royal Life Saving Society has been telling us about their Don't Drink and Drown campaign.
We'll be just raising awareness with our colleagues from Kent Fire and Rescue Service, from the Street Pastors, from RNLI Thanet and also Thanet Lifeguard Club, just raising the awareness with people around there and having those conversations so that people are more safe when they're on their way home.
And a New Zealand airline is trialling edible coffee mugs to reduce waste. The cups are made of a vanilla-flavoured biscuit.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Everton boss Marco Silva admits questions about his future are justified given the results. They were hammered 5-2 by Liverpool in the Premier League last night. It was a third successive defeat which sees them slip into the relegation zone. A decision on his future could be made this afternoon. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.